Find Monday Night Talk on Facebook and share your opinions. Go to 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
All right. We are back here in studio on Monday Night Talk. We're like chatting. Take those off. You don't need those. Take those off. We have joining us two good friends from the Huntington Elementary School, the City of Champions, Brockton. We have the principal, Mary Beth O'Brien, and we have June Saba.
Do you want me to help you with the title?
Yeah, you got like a long title now.
Long title.
You used to be what she was.
I used to be the principal of the Huntington, but
that's
now
correct.
I'm the executive director of learning and teaching.
Yes, it's good thing you said it.
It's difficult for me, but yes. I've handed over the reins of the school to Miss O'Brien, who's doing an amazing job.
She's doing a great job. She's getting stuff out on social media. And
oh, that's been a little weak lately. I have to get my social media presence back up and on the air, if you will.
You're the head of the Huntington Elementary School. But we're here to talk about a big event, and this is back at another station where June basically reached out, and the staff, I don't know if you may have been one of the people, but you guys always sending letters. Hey, we got the big event coming up, the elementary school's Memorial Day Parade. And so I thought this year I got the letter. I go, you know, I haven't had a chance to promote their big event, which is coming up on Friday, May 26th.
Yes.
Down in the Campello section of Brockton. That is on Warren Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 1200?
1121 Warren Avenue.
Yeah, it's
the Huntington School.
This is a big event.
It is. It's been 120 years. This is our 120th, actually.
Can you believe it?
Our celebration. No.
And they kept it going.
And we haven't been there all 120 years, but we
some
have
days it feels like that. We've been there for a long time, and we've evolved as a school. However, each year, whenever it's talked about, no matter where you are, you can often find someone who can say, I went to that school. This was my classroom, and this was how long I attended. And I think that,
and you usually hear somebody add in that they played the Tonette when they were in third grade during the Huntington School Parade.
Yeah.
And what is this?
The Tonette.
This isn't like the recorder, is it?
Yes,
that's
it's
exactly
the recorder.
What it is.
Right.
So you renamed it?
Oh, I rename everything. Yes.
Oh, okay. Right,
I don't think he renamed it. I think that's what they learned it as, but we now call it
the
recorder.
Is that what it says on the box?
That's the official name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Tonette. I'll keep that in mind. Because I played the recorder, the Tonette, back in the day.
At the Huntington?
The Keith.
Oh.
The original Keith.
Okay.
Which I want to say was a sister school to the Huntington,
yes,
I believe.
I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that makes sense. But this 120th parade is a pretty exciting one. Every year as the parade comes around, you realize how many people have such an attachment to the parade. Mm. It has a lot of nostalgia. We have people who work in the school department who every year turn out because they were former Huntington students. Aldo Petronio, our chief financial officer, every year talks about the Huntington parade.
So
and
it's
the
like
fond
alumni.
Memories.
It's alumni. Huntington School alumni.
So when you talk about elementary school alumni, I don't think you have a stronger base of people who are alumni from the elementary schools than the Huntington.
See, and you were searching for somebody to come with you.
Yes.
And you brought, dynamic duo.
There's a lot of history there. And the longer you stick around, the more people you meet that have some sort of connection to the Huntington School. And I think when you're talking about it being in the Campello neighborhood, there's such rich history there.
Yep.
And we have fostered a strong partnership with the Campello Business Association and a lot of the organizations like the Keith Park Neighborhood Association, Cape Cod Cafe, the Italian Kitchen. And when you talk about what keeps the community vibrant and continues the traditions of its past, but helps you to remember, and you can begin to foster new traditions and strengthen your community. That's been a real significant part of the Huntington School and the neighborhood. We've done a lot of work with the Campello Business Association to help.
Is that Ron Bethany still chair?
No, actually, John Jamulis from the Italian Kitchen is the chair.
John Jamulis with the Cape Cod Cafe?
Yes.
He is, but he is the chair now of the Campello Business Association.
There we go, okay.
But not Ron Italian Bethany Kitchen.
I'm sorry, yes. Oh, don't tell him I said that.
He might have heard it. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. It's tough when you're on the radio. I've never done this before.
But it's good food, though.
It is excellent food.
You didn't really go wrong.
But the Italian Kitchen is also part of the Campello Business Association. But John Jamulis is the chair. Ron Bethany still sits on it. A couple of the neighborhood churches, the First Lutheran Church is on that. And the more that we connect together... more things happen that helps to bring the vibrancy and the old tradition back to that neighborhood. And one of the things we've really tried to do at the Huntington School is to help our students participate in community events in order for them to feel established and part of the Brockton community, which therefore has a long-lasting success with giving back to your community, making sure you care for your neighborhood, walking up and down Main Street to do things like decorate the flower baskets that are there, and they just have a connection, and they look back and say, I appreciate my neighborhood. And that's been really important. So when getting back to the Huntington School Parade, we don't just keep it exclusively to the Huntington. This year, you'll see it's more of a unity of a community as well as the unity of the Brockton Public Schools. We have representation from almost every single school, most of the bands that represent all of the
bands.
Bands from the elementary level, the middle school level, and of course, it's not a parade without Mr. Macrina and the band.
Throw a fire truck in there somewhere?
This year we have a fire truck. We also have the bagpipe band.
Okay, the Brockton Fire Department pipes and drums?
Yeah, pipes and drums are coming.
I'll tell Peter Reardon that you mentioned them.
Yes. Thank you. We also have a couple of other organizations with model classic cars. One of our really consistent partners, the Bridgewater State University Professional Development Schools, will be there. All of the principals from the elementary group will be joining us, and some of them have denied willing to march, but they will. But one of our greatest components of the parade at the end of this year is to celebrate the Huntington School Parade and its new beginning for next year, which is to have Principal John Lander of the Goddard and Melanie Dobson, the assistant principal, where we'll be passing the torch so that they can continue the tradition as they'll be moving into the Huntington building next year.
What do you guys know about the history of this? I mean, how did it all start? Who just one day said, this elementary school needs to have a parade?
That's a really good question.
Well, a little bit we do.
I didn't know if that
I
paperwork
mean,
got passed
all,
down
it,
from it principal to principal.
We do have a little book. It almost goes all the way back to, it was a Principal Radcliffe, Huntington, then it becomes Radcliffe. So it changed, evolved over time. But I don't think, I think we've kind of made up our own history over the years. And
okay,
we still do honor the men and women. We always have a section that's honoring our veterans. We always have that section. We have a banner for them, and we always seek out a group that we'd like to focus on or have the community really appreciate for any particular year. But beyond that, we had the year you had actually shared with me earlier. We dedicated the parade to former Principal Ed Kelly. Yep. The parade was absolutely a big deal to him. One of the things that we do when we turn over the torch, and Mary Beth will have to do that with Jay Lander soon, is we hand them the torch and we say, the most important job you have as principal of the Huntington School is to make sure that the parade is successful. And if you do that well, then you are a successful principal. So there's a little bit of pressure there.
So is
this
torch like a spirit stick and bring it on or something? Hey, don't drop that torch.
Don't drop the torch. Okay. So, I mean, the history of it goes so far back that...
What's it like to get these kids ready? I can swear one year I saw you out back trying to get all the kids ready, and you were also out there, June.
So first, we can't forget, although he wouldn't come and be on the radio, but he is the radio personality of the Huntington School, but the assistant principal, Nick Molinari. He loves to get over the microphone, so we leave that up to him.
Why isn't Nick here?
Oh, he had other commitments tonight. But
Nick.
I know.
Next year.
Yeah, next year.
You always see Nick at the beginning of the parade with the tall hat on, and he's the one who is the official sort of, he begins the praise, the MC.
Yeah. And he organizes all the groups. I mean, we have a list, but he makes sure everybody is in their rows and in their sections. And so he gets that started and up and running. But we do have a couple of times where we practice. But again, a parade is not a parade without the bands. So I always say, make sure there are plenty of bands. And I get on the phone with Mr. Macrina back in September to book this date before proms and all of the other competing events that occur throughout the city. But
you solidify your spot in line.
Oh, absolutely. But 120 years helps us along a little bit. But actually, I just spoke with Mr. Macrina last week, and I said, a parade is not a parade without strong bands.
And
you can't
someday,
march to note without a drum.
You need the award-winning notes from Brockton High School.
Amazing. And I have to say, the Italian Kitchen, one of our best, I would say, supporters of the parade. Every year as we come around that corner, the Italian Kitchen, everybody who works there, all of their patrons are standing outside watching us come around the corner and visit. Mr. Macrina's band always makes a special effort to sort of perform a solo for them right there in
exactly.
front of the Italian Kitchen. Yeah. So that's a really good spot.
And what is the parade about? Folks who are tuned in right now, what is the parade route?
So it starts at the Huntington School. We walk down Market Street. We take a left onto Warren Ave, a right onto West Chestnut, and that's where we pass the Italian Kitchen. We walk down Main Street, past the South Side Post Office, and then we take a right next to one of our promising partners, Walgreens. Then we walk down the old historic South
Street.
Name
dropping all over the place.
Absolutely. We walk all the way down the historic South Street, which again is a critical piece of the parade because
Correct.
You're celebrating that history. And then we end facing the Huntington School, where that's usually where we take our corner and we all start to trickle on back, but that's where we honor our Grand Marshal or we celebrate the successes of the Brockton Public Schools, which is really what that parade has become. You have South Middle School right next door.
Sure.
When we transfer over to the Gilmore School, we'll continue to be part of the Huntington School Parade as we go on. And the parade will always remain its historic Huntington Elementary School parade, but we'll begin to celebrate more of the schools in the Campello side to really show the unity within our city, because together we can do so much more than simply just be one parade, but rather a parade that honors the history of the Brockton Public Schools and the Campello community.
You've both had a chance to witness students over the years get ready for this. What is it like for them knowing that they're going to be pretty much the center of the focus of an event like this?
So this sounds ridiculous, but if you go back and you talk to some kids, they'll remember that they were either the flag holder or a banner holder, and they'll go back and Google themselves and they'll see after all of these years their photos in the Enterprise and things like that, and they always remember it. We actually had a phone call today. And somebody had called and said, do you have the old yearbooks? Because I held the flag and I want to see, I can't remember if it was this year or that year, but I want to see myself in that yearbook. And it's so funny, but it is, by being such a, you know, public event, it also helps to capture the history and the way that as a school we've evolved. Many years ago, it would be tagged as students wear their Sunday best in their red, white, and blue. And now as we evolve as a school, we can go back and watch our students proudly march now as Huntington School with their navy blue shirts and their khaki trousers as the Huntington School community.
And it's learners. Also just a lot of fun.
Well, you know, you've walked. You've
it's
been
a lot.
Part of it.
I think the adults that are part of it are always, especially people who are new to the parade, after they walk the route, they say, oh my goodness, that was so much fun. I didn't expect it to be that really well attended, that much fun. And that really gives even the adults.
Is that how you felt as an administrator there?
Oh, I always laugh at the end of it. I think it's just so much fun. Yeah. And I actually still get invited to walk in the parade. So
well,
I'm happy
to
be part of it this year.
I did call my mother this year and I said, do you have May 26th on your calendar? She's like, I don't know. And I'm like, Mom, it's the Huntington School Parade. You can't miss it. She goes, really? You're an adult now. I said, you watched me march in elementary school when I played the clarinet from the Franklin School, ooh, then in middle school, and then when I was a majorette, which, by the way, you ask how we prepare, and I always tell the students that I was a Brockton High School majorette, and we had to practice for all of our parades, and we had to make sure our feet were at 90 degrees with pointed toes and upright knees and to stand proudly. So we make sure that we practice
that. That's excellent. Nothing wrong with posture.
It's very important.
No. Any other special guests that we can expect this year?
Well, I'm thinking that there will be quite a few. Unfortunately, we have had a couple of declines recently for usually people that can make it. Okay. Just it being so close to Memorial Day, which I think is significant. We've worked really hard to make sure that it's close to the Memorial Day weekend, but where it is the Friday before, I think some, you know, it's a very popular time. So we hope we have a lot of spectators.
So that's it. That's what we hope. Lots of people turn out. It means so much to the kids and to the community.
How big is the school? How many teachers and administrators and students as a whole that we'll see being a part of? You know, mixed in with the bands and the fire truck.
So you'll see 575 students that are just Huntington exclusive, but then between the seven different bands and then different community groups that are coming to march, you should see over 750 people within the parade march alone, if not more than that.
So we have representation from basically every school in the district. So that's why we really do encourage the community to come out.
Mm-hmm. How has this been? I mean, again, you're going to walk this year.
I am going to walk. You're going to walk.
And as Mary Beth was describing, that this is going to be kind of like a new chapter. After this year, it'll be a new chapter. How does it make you feel as somebody who was once the principal handed off the baton to Mary Beth?
Well, I look forward to seeing what the people that are moving over from the Garter do to help to support the parade moving forward. It's just it's kind of a melancholy feeling, but it's a good feeling, and you know that the people that are moving into the school, the group, they're very committed, and we know that they're going to carry on our traditions.
Definitely very interesting. And again, we're speaking with June Saba, who has a very long title and is instrumental in the Brockton Public School system, and we have the principal of the Huntington Elementary School at least for one more year before she moves over to the Gilmore. Mm-hmm. Is it still going to be called the Gilmore, or are they going to change the name of it?
You can't change 120 years of history.
No. I'm talking about the Huntington. School. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
So it will be the Gilmore, yes.
Yeah, the Huntington has to stay the Huntington, but we'll move and change the name to the Gilmore. But the tradition and the honor and everything we stand for will still remain the same.
Anything that we haven't touched upon, but you want to make sure you tell folks who are listening right now, about the special event that's coming up on May 26th. Maybe give them the time and once again give them the route.
Sure. So Huntington School Parade, May 26th. We kick off at approximately 12:30 p.m. It's about a quarter mile for the route. So it does, being such a long parade march of people, you know, you'll definitely catch it if you stop by any time between 12:30 and 1, but it is a really great event. The kids march proudly, and they're really fun to watch. So we hope to see a lot of people there. Come and celebrate our community of learners.
Now, have you been praying to the gods above in regards to
this? Oh, we're not even going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that. But if we did happen...
Station, I have to ask.
But yes.
If we have... to reschedule due to things that we cannot change, it will be the Tuesday following the Monday holiday so that we can still honor Memorial Day.
See, that's very important. Mm-hmm. Although, again, we don't predict it. I'm hoping that it's going to be bright and sunny and you can get it over and done with before the long weekend instead of going, you being at home going, oh, we're going to have to do this Tuesday.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
The morning of.
Ladies, I want to thank you so much. You know, before you walk out of here, we were trying to do this before. As folks who tune into Monday Night Talk, whenever they check out the podcast, we'll have you two ladies kind of together. It's a bad radio thing, but we'll take the picture so folks will be able to see you on the podcast and go, oh, there's Mary Beth or there's June. I want to thank you both for coming in. And we'll try to make this an annual thing. Now,
absolutely.
Will it be you that I speak to next year, Mary Beth, or am I going to have to speak to somebody else?
I have already promised Principal John Landers that he won't have to do this alone moving forward. And
but
Melanie,
I thought you did a fantastic.
Well.
You did a fantastic job.
We'll plan the parade together in the years to come.
Excellent.
So,
well, we wish you the very best, and tell the students that I was asking for them, and I hope that it's a great parade. Now,
well,
try
we see
you? I will try to stop
usually,
by.
You used to
there.
Stand there with your microphone. I don't know. You have to be there.
Let's see what happens, because usually I actually work for a local cable company, and so when I'm not here, I'm there. But let's see what I can do.
Maybe that local cable company can bring their video camera.
Well, Proctor Community Access might not like that.
Oh, all right.
Don't start any controversy, Miss O'Brien.
Starting any wars over here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us.
Thank you.